present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sowell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show that does for comedy what Austin did for the Mini and what Bronte did for the Ford Cortina. Once more, we're broadcasting to you amidst the ancient splendour of Northampton's Royal Theatre. The town is... Oh, lovely. You did that last week. The town is ideally placed to offer much to the intrepid Midlands tourist. But a few miles away is Rugby School, where during a football match in 1807, a player picked up the ball and ran with it, thus creating the great British sporting tradition of being sent off for dissent after a deliberate handball. A few miles to the south of here, punters flock most weekends to enjoy the toaster races, followed by the food mixer hurdles and the three... and the three-year-old washing machine handicap. But Northampton itself is, of course, most famous as the home of Britain's most established boot and shoe manufacturers. And visitors today on the lookout for a lot of old cobblers will know not to be disappointed when I introduce our teams. They are on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And would you please welcome our scorer, the very delightful Samantha. Shut up. We're going to start with a round called Historical Headlines. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest likely newspaper headlines that one might have found in the morning papers after a certain historical event. The event is the assassination of Julius Caesar. Barry, will you start, please?
The Sun. Brutus splashed it all over.
The Daily Mirror. Julius Caesar is AIDS victim.
Sunday Sport. Brutus ate two hamsters.
The Lancashire Evening Post. Mark Antony comes to Bury.
The Guardian had an apology, actually. Yesterday's headline should have read, Caesar Slade, not Caesar Salad.
The Daily Telegraph. New Caesar, new danger.
The Rome Standard, Omnia Caesar in tres partes divisa est.
The Daily Star, yon Cassius has a lean and hungry look. Is it bulimia? The Tailor and Cutter, Sketchley's opens new branch in Rome.
Any more? Well, I tell you what, I'm enjoying that so much that... we'll have another one. And this time the event is the death of Samson. Right, well, the next round...
The Times, Samson obituary, two columns, page 8.
New Musical Express, oh, 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 Delilah.
The Guardian, yesterday's feature headed Delia's Hints on Kippers. Should have read Delilah's Hints on Clippers.
Can one believe two corrections in one day in The Guardian? In yesterday's report, Delilah's statement should have read, I love cutting men's locks off. That's not socks.
The Telegraph police chief says he was a accident waiting to happen.
All done? Okay, it's time now to play a popular round.
Oh, sorry, one from the Daily Express, Humph.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Ban scissors campaign, gross.
Now it's time to play a popular round called Pick Up Song, in which our teams take it in turns to sing along to some of my favourite gramophone records. At a given point, DJ Samantha will turn down the volume. Not easy, as she isn't used to turning things down. Teams, you must keep singing, and if on the music's return you're within an amoeba's toenail of the original, I shall be awarding points, and points, as every school child knows, means prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Bring back the cane, I say. This week's prize is something so comfortable to sit on it'll make you feel like royalty. It's the Parker Bowles recliner. Okay, Willie, you're to start. I'd like you please to accompany Buddy Holly singing Raining in My Heart.
The sun is out. The sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's, where have you gone? Raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery. What's gonna become of me? I tell my friends they mustn't shun.
I tell my
Even slower than you.
He's more dead than I am.
Okay, it's your turn, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Little Richard singing Long Tall Sally.
Larry, old Uncle John, if he had some misery, but he had a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Ooh, baby. Have a Mr. Fun tonight. Well, Long Tom Sally, she's built for speed. She's got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby.
Nobody's taking this pill.
Yeah, baby. Woo, baby. Have a Mrs. Fun tonight.
That's not...
Yeah. Well, so Uncle John, with bald head Sally, he saw Aunt Mary coming and he jumped back in the alley. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Baby. Baby.
Okay, Graham, would you please accompany Eddie Cochran singing Three Steps to Heaven?
Now there are three steps to heaven. Just listen, and you will plainly see. And as life travels on, and things do go wrong, just follow steps 1, 2, and 3. Step 1, you find a girl you love. Step 2, she falls in love with you. Step 3, you kiss and hold her tightly.
He's in league with the devil.
Finally, Tim, I'd like you to sing one of my favorite numbers by The Clash.
the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see if you ain't got no swing. Except for the ring and the truncheon thing. The ice age is coming, the sun tuning in.
Right.
Meltdown expected, the wheat is growing thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning and I'm...
Funny, I've gone off that song. Our next round is called Sound Charades. It's based on the erstwhile TV show called Give Us a Clue, starring Lionel Blair, who I understand once worked in this very theatre. Indeed, backstage staff still consider the role he essayed here as the very peak of his professional achievement when he spoke the immortal line, "So, that's two with milk and one with sugar." Now, everyone who literally wept with laughter when Give Us the Clue was on was obviously watching the other side, so we'll need something by way of explanation. The round is similar to the parlour game called Charades, where players take it in turns to convey the title of a well-known film, book, play or programme for the others to guess. However, in our version, team members are permitted the use of their mouths. So, Tim and Willie, you're to start. Your title is now going to be relayed to our theatre audience via the digital interface, multi-screen, sensor-round projection system, so generously funded by our hosts. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Simpsons. The Simpsons.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham, and off you go, Tim and Willie.
Okay, this is two words. It's a television program, and it starts like this.
Surely she's not going to marry that dysfunctional, upper-class, chinless wonder from London, England land. What I ask you was the matter with Gromit.
Cracking cheese, Wallace. What a giveaway.
Doo. For the end.
Not Wallace and Gromit, but...
No.
No, The Odd Couple is three words.
Chinless?
Chin...
What are they? They're puppets?
No, they're not, you silly clapper.
Cartoons.
Ah. Yeah.
Is one of the two words cartoon?
No.
No.
It's not Potter's Wheel either.
Wallace could be a clue.
That was another headline from The Guardian. It was Edward VIII to marry Wallace Sampson.
Was that a clue?
No, not much of one.
Two words.
Two words.
Not a king's story, that's three.
Well, he took her name. Does that describe it to...
The Simpsons.
God, that was painful. It's your turn, Barry and Graham. Now, your title's being displayed on the projection screen, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Wind in the Willows. Wind in the Willows.
What is it? What is it?
God, no.
Film, a book,
it's
or
a film.
What?
It's four words
and a book.
And been a play in its time, I remember.
And
four
a play.
Words and a book.
Here we go.
Here we go. Good morning.
Ah, good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a cricket bat, please.
A cricket bat? We have a very wide selection here. I'm serving a customer in here. God, Sorry about that, sir. Perhaps I can show you some,
Reg, Reg, can't you go outside or something?
Do apologize, sir. Here we are. Now, look at this one, sir. Here we've got the Compton Classic.
Reg, if you don't stop that, I'm going to come up and take that trombone away from you.
The end.
Off you go, Jimmy Willie. Go on.
Bats in the belfry or something.
Trombone in the willows.
Bats. Yes, that's it.
You're so close.
Trombone in the...
Could it be possibly Wind in the Willows?
Oh. Now it's time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I noticed from my laptop that we have an email from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who's visited our website with some advice for young couples setting up home together for the first time. Dear Mr. Nocte, she writes, ignore those trendies who say size isn't important. I believed that, and then my new wallpaper fell off. Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis, at .nwales./.. .co.uk/hin/. Okay, on with the game teams. And this week we'll be playing the old Watling Street variation, which means that players may only take the direct route between any two given points. Thus, looped moves are disallowed and the circle line is out of bounds. Oh, and you may huff. Okay, Tim, will you start, please?
Euston Square.
Upper Mount. Paddington Street.
Thank you.
An aficionado.
No, a loony. The worst move you have ever made.
No, it's fine. It's actually excellent.
Indeed it was, because I huff you.
Yep.
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 Thank you. Oh, huff. Oh, sorry. I thought I'd pulled.
It's so long since I played this. So long since I played this game. What happens when you huff?
Don't look at me.
Well, it's Barry's turn, of course.
It goes back.
Oh, yes, that's right. Sorry. Yes, go ahead.
It's looped.
Yeah, yeah. So it's me?
Yep.
It's you.
Cheney walk.
Except loops are disallowed.
Not then.
Not after a huff, though.
Loop. Now, wait a minute.
You can have a loop. You can have a loop after the huff. But only the one.
All right.
You said that with great
confidence. Just the one. I know that. It's the only thing I know, really.
Wish I hadn't huffed now.
Go ahead, Barry.
York Road.
King Street, Hammersmith.
Fairlop.
Upper Wimpole Street.
Oh, that's thrown him back onto his heels. Mm. Derngate.
That's a loop move.
I'd hardly call that direct Barry move.
This is a loop move. Northamptonshire seems to be slightly out of our orbit. And also grovelling yet again to the orbit.
There is no sycophant.
Driving round I was all day. Where's there a car park open?
You've got to stop this curb crawling.
Nice of you to pick me up there.
I should have told you.
Not great, but I'm reasonable.
Carry on. Whose turn?
Perrin's Walk.
Your turn, Tim.
Aldwych.
Blackfriars.
What?
Blackfriars.
Bank.
Mornington Crescent. Ah.
He should have huffed.
You could have jumped in with a huff there, Greg.
He should have huffed.
No, I've gotten to enough of a mess with the first huff. I was huff again.
It's time now for
a round.
It's
a game of two huffs.
Now it's time for a round of limericks, those cheeky five-line verses originally devised by an Irishman who chose to name them after the town closest to his heart. That was, of course, the town of Lima in Peru. Teams, I shall furnish you each with a promising first line, which I'd then like you to complete, taking one line each. And in celebration of Northampton's undisputed status as shoe capital of the Midlands, this week's theme will be footwear. Graham, here's a line for you. I once found my pet Puss in Boots.
Buying condoms and herbal cheroots.
I said, naughty cat.
You mustn't do that.
I think there are a couple of fruits.
Tim, here's one for you. Whenever I wear my new clogs...
Whenever I wear my new clogs, I'm followed by frisky young dogs.
One started to beg,
then cocked his leg.
And dampened the hem of my togs.
Barry, yours is, you won't guess what I keep in my wellies.
Three tarts and a couple of jellies.
A Cadbury's flake.
And a portion of hake.
And an old spotted dick of George Mellis.
Willie, finally, here's yours. Whenever I wear winkle pickers...
Whenever I wear winkle pickers, I know the footsteps behind are the vicar's.
It's the backs of my shoes.
He likes to peruse.
Or perhaps it's the cut of my knickers.
OK, we're going to hurry on to a round called Just a Minim, which, as you'll guess, is based on the amusing panel game Just a Minute. The original game stars the great Nicholas Parsons and comprises a series of one-minute gibberish ramblings interrupted only by the contestants trying to get a word in edgeways. Ours is a musical version, Deems, in which you'll be required to sing a song of my choosing without hesitation, repetition, Boutros, Boutros, Ghali, or Deviation. However, one deviation I'm obliged to overlook is the piano accompaniment of Colin Sell. Actually, Colin tells me that during recent performances he's become noted for his clever use of harmony. Apparently he finds it keeps the fringe out of his... And gives total control without ever becoming greasy. Right, the song is Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, and Barry, it's your turn, so your time starts now.
You say Eva. I say... the...
Challenge there from Tim.
Repetition of say, yeah.
That's true.
Listen, it's up to me to decide if it's true or not. Tim, you take up the song.
Well spotted, Tim.
You say either, and I pronounce either. Someone espouses neither, and I enunciate neither.
Repetition Barry. Of I, wasn't it?
I. That's me lot. Yeah.
You meant to carry on from where the last person stopped, actually.
Sorry? Who
That's
said
Colin
that?
Sell, listeners.
That's what happens. Care in the community. They look what happened.
I'm the chairman, and I say they can pick it up wherever they damn well like. Well.
Where are we going from then, Hump?
Last word.
Don't you hump me. Go on, Barry.
What? Oh, it's me, is it? Where were we?
Ask us. Challenge from Tim.
Hesitation.
And not listening.
I was asking where we got to. There's been so much.
About there, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Ether, chloroform, nether, lather. Let's abandon the entire project.
He hasn't said let's call the whole thing off yet, so why don't you change it?
Yeah, but that doesn't...
It's deviation.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do.
Actually, he said, let's abandon the whole project.
Which he should have said about third time round.
The sensiblest thing he said all night. Well, teams, as I see it, only... As I was saying when I was so rudely interrupted... As I see it, only remains for me to ask you for your... topical gardening tips, it must mean we've been recording the wrong program for the last half hour, and that it's nearly the end of the show. But we won't go before playing one last round, and it's called Dog Fancier's Songbook. So, as Samantha tells me, it's time to let her whip it out. I'd like you teams to get on with suggesting some song titles likely to prove popular with an audience of dog lovers. Barry, you're to start this one.
If I was a bitch man. Poodle, loodle, 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 loodle. That comes from Fiddler on the Woof.
Pekingese up Mother Brown.
Daydream Retriever. By the Mongrels.
Dog fanciers' favourite groups include the Pointer Sisters, Vet, 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 and There's a Good Boy Zone.
Making Whoopsie.
Good collie, Miss Molly.
They're rushing out by the Beagles Anthology. Featuring Hey Jude.
Are they going to do Oh, Mr. Postman?
They're doing Labrador Rigby.
A Little Whelp from My Friends. By Joe Cocker. Tom Bones singing My, 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 Rottweiler.
The miniature schnauzer, the joy. Pit bulls. Pit bulls, who need pit bulls?
I'm going to sit right down and breed myself a setter.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the salad fork of time lifts aloft the hidden slug of fate towards the open mouth of eternity, and the hibernating tortoise of hope explodes in the microwave of infinity, I notice it's the end of the show, so join us again next week when we'll be in Cambridge. Until then, from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good people of Northampton, goodbye.
Brooke Taylor, Barry Trier, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.